multifamily. We have to our south, multifamily and retail. We have to our east, retail and multifamily. And then we have to our north, additional commercial. So this is an area that has a mixture of residential and commercial uses on the Federal Highway Corridor. We had extensive meetings with our neighbors, where at each meeting we showed a site plan. You know, this site is not that big, so we've actually really designed the building and everything that we're proposing. It's a five-story building, wrapping around a garage, so that you're not looking at the parking garage, you're looking at the residential. And we showed that site plan at every meeting, including the meeting we had with neighbors, the ones that we had at Planning and Zoning Board, and at City Commission. Also, in this area, there's an overhead power line that runs between us and our neighbors to the west. We have committed to burying that power line, which was something that was of a concern to everyone. And when you look at, you know, all of these land use amendments, we always compare, what could you build based on today's land use, and what are you proposing to build? We have significantly less traffic in the peak hours and average daily. The schools in the area are under-enrolled, Deerfield Elementary, Deerfield Middle, and Deerfield High. And the school board's SCAD letter showed that there's sufficient capacity for any students that would come from this site, both now and the five-year into the future projection that they do. Notwithstanding the fact that the affordable housing study we did, which was the Meridian study, and that's the one that's still in effect until the new FIU study goes into effect, shows that there was adequate supply of affordable housing in the city of Deerfield. Keep in mind that Deerfield Beach has a housing authority, so they're very active in this area. But even though we met all the requirements, as the county showed, we are paying an amount of $500 per unit towards the city of Deerfield Beach's affordable housing fund. And I'm not suggesting that $500 does the job, but keep in mind that we could have done nothing, as was talked about on one of the earlier amendments, because the county found the policy was already satisfied. We've also had the review by the county departments that look at drainage and look at everything else. I guess I'm, you know, kind of thinking of some of the things you all were asking about earlier. If there's something I missed, please let me know. But the fact that you don't see any members of the public here objecting today, I think is significant, because I know that the mailing notice that we've had at the city and the county and the advertising notice is pretty substantial with the numbers of properties that would be reached by that notice.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Blake Boyd.
Mr. Mealy mentioned the $500 per dwelling unit. We did not have that as part, it wasn't part of the application, but I would certainly recommend that if the council makes a positive recommendation on the proposed amendment, that that is included in an updated recommendation, because then that commitment would run with the county amendment also, and legally enforceable.
We have no objection to that.
Thank you, and thank you. Further discussion.
Need a motion on that?
That will be a motion, Commissioner Rich. Thank you. Do we have a second to that motion?
Thank you.
I'll second it, Member Good.
Thank you, School Board Member Good. Any further discussion on the item? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is okay. Just before you go to the next item, just to confirm from the previous item that an agreement was executed and approved by the school board. So just for those of you who may have had a concern, it was addressed. So thank you.
I was anxiously awaiting that information. Thank you.
I know that you were holding the breath, so I just want to make sure you can just relax now.
Well, believe it or not, that's all the items today. Ms.
Blakeboy. I would just, before you adjourn the meeting, thanks for everyone's patience today. I know it was a huge agenda, 1,400 pages. I got a lot of calls, not just from planning council members, but from applicants, like, hey, 1,400 pages. So thank you for your patience in going through the extensive information. I did just want to mention, next month, as we were talking about earlier, the Woodlands item would be on, so I would suggest blocking off your calendar just in anticipation of that until 2 or 3 o'clock that afternoon, just in case. And we will, you know, we'll do something like we did last year, we'll take care of a box lunch in case that is necessary. And then I will get those minutes, the video, the audio. I'll get you guys all links to that stuff in the coming days.
I appreciate that. And thank you. Steph did an outstanding job at the 1,400 pages, so thank you all very much.
Mr. Chair?
It really was. Yes, Commissioner.
Mr. Chair, I just would like to congratulate you on your first meeting as the official chair, like newly elected chair. I thought it was an outstanding meeting and so well run. So just want to thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that very much. I would like to remind everybody that we will have all the backup data for the Woodlands online in the coming days, weeks.
Yeah, I think the only outstanding thing that I really have to figure out is working with the AV staff on the videos that were presented to the County Commission in October. So I'll go ahead and I'll get you the links to our videos and minutes. I'll get you all that stuff, and then that might just come a couple days later.
Outstanding. The more homework we can do ahead of time, the better it's going to be next month.
Thank you.
Are you motion adjourned? We are adjourned. Thank you.